two towns in Marathon County are being sued after they passed ordinances that would make it hard to create wind energy projects. It's Tuesday, June 25th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a judge will decide whether voters with disabilities can legally use screen readers to vote electronically. And a warning for those who want to take cicadas home with them from public parks. Stay with us. We'll have more after the break.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Two central Wisconsin townships are being sued over wind ordinances they passed that are stricter than state regulations. The townships of Brighton and Eau Plaine are two of at least nine townships in Marathon and Clark counties to pass restrictive wind ordinances in the last year. That's according to a new report from Columbia Law School. The report identified at least 55 new local restrictions on renewable energy across the country. Sam Denisky leads the nonprofit Renew Wisconsin. He says the ordinances may not be legally enforceable in Wisconsin.
But developers don't want to be the one to challenge these ordinances. They want to work with the local officials.
The wind developer suing the townships asked the court to declare they violate state law. One of the townships says their ordinance is aimed at protecting health, safety, and land for agriculture. As trillions of cicadas have emerged nationwide, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning people it's illegal to harvest them at state parks. Daniel Kading reports that comes amid reports of people collecting them in large numbers.
The agency said it's received multiple reports of people harvesting the insects at Bigfoot Beach State Park in Lake Geneva. A brood of cicadas has emerged there for the first time in 17 years. It's not exactly clear why people are collecting them. PJ Leash is an extension entomologist with the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Leash says he's heard they're possibly being gathered to be sold at a market in the Chicago area.
I would suspect as a food, but I don't know the exact details or where the market is specifically located.
The DNR has been mum on the details, but the agency said state code generally bars people from removing animals and insects from state parks. A public works official in Lake Geneva says he's also observed people collecting cicadas in garbage bags and buckets in the city's lakefront parks. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear an appeal from two brothers who say they were improperly fired after stealing from their employer. The Oconomowoc Area School District fired Gregory and Jeff Cota in 2016 after the two were issued a municipal fine for stealing scrap metal from the district. The brothers say their termination violated the Wisconsin Fair Employment Act's prohibition against arrest record discrimination. A Wisconsin circuit court agreed, but earlier this year, a Wisconsin appeals court overturned that decision. Brian Radloff is a Milwaukee-based employment attorney. He says the Supreme Court ruling could be a substantial change for employment law, but it's unclear how the case could go.
You know, there's obviously an ideological sort of split with the justices at the Supreme Court, but this is not a case that necessarily will follow that sort of ideological split.
Wisconsin is one of only about a dozen states that prohibit discrimination against employees and applicants on the basis of arrest and conviction record. Between celebrity sightings and political candidates coming to campaign, Milwaukee's been in the news a lot lately. Margaret Faust reports on the city's growing visibility.
Milwaukee chef Dan Jacobs was a finalist on the latest season of Top Chef. Kim Kardashian came to Summerfest over the weekend. And National Geographic named Milwaukee one of the best places to travel last year. Peggy Williams-Smith says these are examples of how the narrative around Milwaukee is changing. Williams-Smith is the president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She says tourism is a key part of making Milwaukee better, and the Republican National Convention is another chance to show the world how great the city is.
The bigger story is what happens afterwards and capitalizing on all the things that people talk about so that we can make sure that we don't lose this momentum and we continue to bring groups in.
She says the economic impact was the number one reason for hosting the RNC. It's expected to bring in almost $200 million. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay Packers have named their next president and CEO. They selected longtime team executive Ed Policy to succeed Mark Murphy. Murphy has been team president and CEO since 2007. Policy is entering his 13th year with the Packers and his 7th as chief operating officer. He will be the 11th CEO in team history. The team says Policy was instrumental in the development of the Titletown District near Lambeau Field. They say Policy also helped create a venture capital partnership with Microsoft called Titletown Tech. Murphy and Policy will work together during a transition period until Murphy retires in July 2025. And finally, voters with disabilities are seeking to vote electronically from their homes in the November election in Wisconsin. Robert DeAndrea has more on a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court.
A lawsuit would allow voters with disabilities to receive, read, and mark their ballots from home with screen readers. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, and four individuals with disabilities filed the suit. Right now, some voters with disabilities rely on another person to read and fill out their ballots. Attorney Erin Dealey argues that violates a voter's right to a secret ballot.
And there is good reason for this right. It protects our democracy, removes risks of intimidation, ridicule, bribery, and other corrupt anti-democratic pressures.
Attorneys for the legislature and the Wisconsin Elections Commission say there isn't enough time to implement those changes, and they say voters with disabilities already are accommodated with helpers. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's the news for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menster and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wednesday. Take care.